folks win for one of the best governor's races we've ever seen in our lifetime next year. The 2018 governor's race is going to be one for the history books. There are going to be 10 or 12 viable candidates trying to grab the brass ring of Alabama politics. You know, some people think it's a myth, and some people think it's a legend, but those of us who've been around Alabama politics have always referred to a place known as Buck's Pocket. For decades, losing political candidates in Alabama have been exiled to Buck's Pocket. It's uncertain when or how the colloquialism began, but political insiders have used this terminology for at least 50 years. Famous Alabama author Winston Groom, who wrote several books, including Forrest Gump, wrote a colorful allegorical novel about Alabama politics in the 1960s, and he referred to a defeated gubernatorial candidate having to go to Buck's Pocket. Most observers credit Big Jim Folsom with creating the term. Big Jim would refer to the pilgrimage and ultimate arrival of his opponents to the political purgatory reserved for losing gubernatorial candidates. Which brings me to another contention surrounding Buck's Pocket. Many argue that Buck's Pocket is reserved for losing candidates in the governor's race. However, others say Buck's Pocket is the proverbial graveyard for all losing candidates in Alabama. One thing that all insiders agree on is that once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, you have to eat poke salad for every meal. It's not certain whether Big Jim or Groom began the poke salad myth, but once you're sent to Buck's Pocket, Groom suggested you were relegated to the rural resting place for the rest of your life. However, history has proven that a good many defeated Alabama politicians have risen from the grave and left Buck's Pocket to live another day. Most folks don't realize that there really is a Buck's Pocket. Big Jim was the first gubernatorial aspirant to hail from North Alabama in the 20th century. He was the first to campaign extensively in rural North Alabama, often one-on-one on county roads. One day while stumping in the remote Sand Mountain area of DeKalb County, old Big Jim went up in an area he referred to as Buck's Pocket. It was a beautiful and pristine area, but it was sure enough back in the woods. Big Jim, who loved the country and loved country folks, was said to say that, "You know, I love the country, but I sure wouldn't want to be sent to Buck's Pocket to live." Buck's Pocket, y'all, is not a mythical place. If you're traveling up the interstate past Gadsden on the way to Chattanooga, you'll see it. There's a Buck's Pocket State Park in DeKalb County, thanks to Big Jim. So the next time y'all hear an old-timer refer to a defeated candidate is going to Buck's Pocket, you'll know what they're talking about. Thank y'all for listening.